Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I don't even know how to tell you this. If this Monday could get any crazier, I had no idea that there was more in store, more drama. No, I'm not supposed to be doing my show from a cell phone on the campus of Syracuse University. Man, this takes me back. Boy, do I have a story for you that I'll try to get to this hour. My equipment, it's called a Comrex, for those of you who have any experience with broadcasting or have ever heard that term before. It's a very small piece of equipment, not more than 9 inches long and 5 inches wide. It's an incredible piece of equipment, costs easily $10,000 to $11,000, and it creates essentially a radio signal that we can take anywhere that there is internet, anywhere that there is power. What we didn't account for, and I've taken this piece of equipment all over the place, everywhere. First 3 hours here at Syracuse University, relatively smooth without any technical difficulties. But during our last break, so during the update with Marco Belletti, I'm talking to producer Jay down the line. Obviously, our microphones are off. And I look over at the Comrex, and it's flashing a bunch of letters and numbers, weird sequences, as though it's been possessed by a demon. And then it has a bunch of sparky, not actual sparks coming out of the unit, but like sparks on the screen. It goes from gray to black. And I try to turn it back on. Nothing. I unplug it. I try 5 different outlets. I pull the power cord out the back. I tried a bunch of different things. It's not the power. I still have power here in the control room where I'm located at Syracuse University. I've got internet on my laptop and my phone. It's not that. No, it's the Comrex. It died. It died. How could it die with 1 hour to go? How dare it? Anyway, the screen is completely black. We've already tried engineering. He has no idea. And this is Jay, and I really appreciated that when he ended our phone call, and he walked us through a bunch of different things and finally said, oh, well, something's wrong with the unit. We'll have to send it back to the manufacturer. We're getting off the phone. I tell him thank you for his time. His response, well, have a great day. Oh, okay. Enjoy your disaster. Oh, my gosh. I'm not kidding. I thought this day had already maxed out its crazy challenges and its twists and turns. But no, here's another one. So I apologize for the fact that I sound like I'm on a cell phone. So let's pretend that we're having a conversation and I'm telling you a bunch of stories, because the Comrex is dead and I hope it's not permanently fried, but there's no lights. There's no screen. It will not power on. We tried 7 different reboots by virtue of the producer, engineer's instructions, and there's nothing. It's completely dead. So that's fun. I actually dealt with this on an old cell phone a couple years ago. It powered itself off and never came back on again. So I guess it happens to Comrexes too. Anyway, I'm going to blame the eclipse, because why not? But I'm still here. Nothing happened to me. I actually wonder, Jay, do you think people were worried that something happened to me? Because instead of going back to live programming, you threw our interview back up on the air. Do you think people were nervous that something happened, like the apocalypse eclipse?
I think it crossed people's minds for sure.
Startling. Yeah, or they thought I got fired mid-show. Because every single time I'm not on the show, even if I tell people I'm taking a break, the instant response is, did you get fired? Are you still working there?
You can't even finish the segment. That's it.
No, it's over. It's done with. The show is no more. Well, actually, it's still here. It just sounds different this morning. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. And here's the other thing. When was the last time you all had a really long call just holding the phone to your ear? I don't really do that anymore. Most people, in fact, a couple of students in my class on Monday evening, were wearing ear pods. I have them, but I'm not sure that makes for quality radio. And I've looked in this control room. There is no landline. I know I'm the last person on the planet to have a landline. There's no landline. So this is it. It's cell phone or bust. I could try to run back to my hotel room, but I don't think the break is long enough. So also, I don't want to wake up the entire floor doing the final hour of the show. So this is what you get. You get what you get, and you don't get upset. That's actually for me. It's not for you, because this is embarrassing. It's embarrassing, and it's got to sound crappy. Jay, how bad does it sound? Just be honest.
It's not the best.
Don't sugarcoat.
It sounds like you're on the phone.
Does it sound like when you and I talk on the phone?
Yes, similar.
Oh, no. Jay's trying so hard to be nice, but there's no real way to be nice about this situation.
It's not dead air, so there's that.
Well, that's true, but is dead air better than Amy on a cell phone?
No, definitely not.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll take that as a compliment, I suppose. Yeah, this is the best we can do. So I apologize for these major technical difficulties. It's been a long time since I've done a broadcast on a phone, but I will tell you this story, because this takes me back now. Gosh, probably 15 years ago, it was one of the most embarrassing moments of my broadcasting career. I was at Dartmouth. I was on the campus of Dartmouth College, and I was supposed to be doing a basketball game. They did not have internet access, or something was wrong with their internet access. Very often we would go up to campuses to do our games. I was traveling with the University of Hartford women's basketball team, and either their firewall, the university firewall, would prevent us from having access, or their lines wouldn't be active. They would have forgotten to activate them and couldn't do it because there was no facilities person available. We dealt with all kinds of situations like that, even though we tried to run interference ahead of time and make sure they were ready for us. Anyway, it was a gym. You would think they would know that there would be broadcasters on hand. But regardless, get up to the campus, realize there's no internet access, realize that there's no other way to do the game than to call it on a phone. Now, we did have a landline. They brought us like a handheld one, the type of phone that still has a cord on it. The kind of phone that my grandmother had until she passed away. It was awful. There is a photo that I will never share. I was dressed up. I had my suit on. It was a big game. Hartford is out there on the court. They're playing, and the entire time I'm courtside with a handheld receiver upside down, and I'm calling the game like I'm a little kid singing into an airbrush or singing into a brush, right? I'm calling the game with a phone in my hand upside down for the best quality audio. It was terrible. I mean, the coach she even laughed at me. So she noticed me across the court and couldn't help but laugh in the middle of the game. My partner couldn't do the game with me because we only had one phone and we were not going to pass it back and forth. But I do remember post game, we were always required to speak to the coach, and generally we would hand her a second microphone or the headset. Oh yeah. She came over. She wanted to do the interview. I had to pass the handheld receiver back and forth. It was tremendous. It was awful. Those pictures will never see the light of day, but my partner spent the whole time laughing and taking photos at me doing a game on an upside-down receiver from the 1960s. That was fun. I even remember it was a beige phone because that made it so much worse. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. I hope that you are laughing. You know what? Whatever is going on with you this morning, if you need a good laugh, I hope this does it. From a world-class facility at Syracuse University, where they have control rooms that put some local TV stations, you know, to shame. They've got incredible facilities here because it's one of the best broadcasting schools in the country. And I'm sitting in a control room, a soundproof control room, holding my cell phone, doing a radio show. That's not funny, Patrick Mahomes. Oh my gosh. All right, so on Twitter, A-Law Radio, on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. If you missed the show, it's great. In fact, if you want to skip this part altogether, you can just go catch the podcast and hear the real quality audio instead of listening to me on my cell phone. We've spent the first 3 hours talking about UConn, the men's basketball team repeating as national champs, the first time we've had a repeat champ since 06-07, and we'll get into that more coming up in our next segment. We're actually going to replay an earlier segment just so you don't have to listen to me on my cell phone for the entire hour. But what stands out to me about last night's game between top seed Purdue and top seed UConn is the way that UConn had the depth to be able to run guard after guard after guard at the Purdue backcourt, right? They were able to shuffle different guys in. They had energy the entire time. And those guards, because of their length, and they're not just tall, but they're long, and they have an extended reach. So it makes life so difficult for opposing guards. We now know the game plan for Connecticut going in. Try to wear down Zach Edey, make him work as hard as possible, make him, you know, expend a bunch of energy so that even when he gets his hook shots, even when he gets a low post and he's able to go up and under, even when he pulls down an offensive rebound and a put back, even when he gets close to the hoop and is able to score, he's having to work his rear end off. And so give him nothing easy, but recognize that Zach Edey alone cannot beat us, right? So this is the UConn game plan. Zach Edey is going to get his points. He's going to, because he's dominant, and there is no one really in college basketball that can match his combination of size and touch and strength. But if we can lock down everybody else on the Purdue squad, if we can lock down every other potential scoring option, we're going to win this game. So the explosiveness of UConn, the speed, the athleticism, the talent, the quick recovery on defense, of course the depth, all of those played a major role. And it was the defense that really changed this game and allowed UConn to pull away in the second half. And also, for those of you who maybe went to bed last night and didn't watch it, I mean, I recommend it. It was a clinic in what UConn basketball has become. It's the identity that's defense and rebounding. And we'd heard this all along from Dan Hurley throughout the course of what was an incredible season for the Huskies. But also, you know, we heard it personally from sophomore Alex Caravan when he joined us on Selection Sunday night. They're brash and they're bold. They take after not just their coach, Dan Hurley, who's a very emotional, demonstrative guy. In fact, he and Zach Edey exchanged a couple words in the first half last night. But also, they're confident because of their experience and because they believe, truly, they believe that if they play their game, maybe not even to the best of their ability, maybe it's not even 100%. It's not a perfect game. But if they play their game that's predicated on defense and rebounding, there isn't a team in the country that can keep up with them. And we've seen that. not only are they repeat champions, that's something that's been done before, though not often. It's tough to repeat because you have a bullseye on your back the entire time. And because people, they're not going to be surprised by you. You're not going to catch them off guard. But the other hard thing, or the other amazing thing about UConn's run is that they beat teams in this tournament by an average of 23.5 points. So last year it was astounding when the Huskies were routing opponents by an average 20 points. They actually upped the ante in this 2024 run. And it made the rounds on the web last night. I'm not sure how many of you saw it, but going back to, was it 22? I think it was 22 when UConn, under Dan Hurley, had missed a third consecutive tournament. And what he said was, you better get to us now. You better come at us now, because there's going to be a time when you can't touch us. There's going to be a time when you're not going to be able to do what you're doing now. There's going to be a time when you can't hold us back. So I'll see if I can find that soundbite, because it was one that went viral several years ago in just this idea that Dan Hurley would have such lofty goals. And how is Connecticut basketball going to climb from the depths of where it is now? But here they are with their sixth national championship since 1999 under three different coaches, right? We're not talking about the same coaches. Dan Hurley's put his own stamp on it, and they're raising the bar. UConn is now the standard. And honestly, if we wait another year, maybe the women's team is back on top as well. So yeah, it's incredible to see what the Huskies have done over the last 2 years. And we'll get into it. We'll get the post-game reaction from Glendale, Arizona. I know you had a chance to hear our conversation with Jenna Fink, who was there in Arizona covering it for a Tucson TV station. So great to get her perspective. Covering a Final Four, it's different because you're inside an enormous NFL stadium. It sounds different. It's just that it's such a huge facility. It's cavernous, and yet it's really cool. I still don't love that the court is raised up, right? So the court is elevated, and you've got the teams that sit actually off the end of the court, and a lot of times the court is chest level for them. But what an atmosphere there in Arizona. What a show by the Huskies, and I'm so excited that we've got these two teams in men's and women's college basketball, in the UConn men and the South Carolina women, that will force the rest of the sport to put up or shut up, essentially. I mean, you've got two teams that could continue to be dominant. You've got two teams that have not only got the pick of the litter when it comes to recruiting right now, but they've also figured it out. They've got the culture with Dan Hurley and with Dawn Staley. So it means every other team that wants to compete will be forced to raise their level of resources, of facilities, of recruiting, of coaching, all of those types of things. I mean, even if it means building a team through the transfer portal, whatever it is, if you want to compete on the same level as UConn and South Carolina, men's and women's, well, you better get your act together, because they're not relinquishing the crowns anytime soon. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, Harry says, listening in the car on an AM station in Vancouver sounds normal. Wouldn't have known you were on the phone if you didn't mention it. All right, I like that. It might have something to do with the fact that you're listening on an AM station, but I don't care. I'm glad that you can still hear me. Vince says, we sound great. You know what? I'm going to take that compliment and run like the wind, because this is not what I thought. The engineer says, have a great day. Okay, we will do that. We will make it a great day. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Edie at the top will hand to Braden Smith. Chased by Castle, runs it all the way in. Lobs it to Zach Edie! And a two-hand flush has him skipping up the floor, shaking his head. 11-11 our score.
Newton driving, throws it out left-hand side. Castle dumps it left corner. Newton three, got the three in the left corner in front of the Purdue bench. UConn by three, 14-11. Lawyer going to work from the foul line. Bump, throws the ball at the rim. Nobody there to tip it in. And Dan Hurley almost fell off the court. He thought it was offensive basket interference as Edie tipped it in to bring Purdue within one. Castle going to the free throw line, working inside, throws it back up top to Newton. Newton around two defenders, drives left side of the lane, throws it off the glass. It won't go. Tip try up and in by Newton. And now the arrow switch.
That might have been Castle, right?
Did Castle get his hand on it?
Yeah.
So Castle is the tip, and it's a 36-30 UConn lead.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The voice of Kevin Kugler and company on the Westwood One NCAA radio network. Yeah, early on, it was a healthy dose of Zach Edie, and it was impressive to watch the seven-plus footer, dominate in whatever he was doing, whether it was defensive end with a few blocks that incited roars, both from Edie and from the crowd, the type of blocks that make highlight reels. And it seemingly was going to be the perfect formula because there isn't another body, whether it be on the UConn roster or even DJ Burns of NC State, who can battle with Zach over the course of an entire game. You've got to run different guys at him. And it wasn't too deep into the first half when UConn started switching guys out. Dan Hurley does an interview on TBS, and he even mentions we're going to have to start running different guys at him. We're going to have to start using different bodies because of the amount of energy it takes. And Zach starts out like a house on fire, not just defensive end, but also on the offensive end, where he's throwing up hook shots and he's posting down low. He's doing up and unders. He's going over his left shoulder. He's going over his right shoulder. He's battling for rebounds. And man, for those early furious minutes, Zach Edie dominated this national championship. But as the game stabilized, as the minutes went on, as Zach Edie tired a bit, and as UConn kind of changed his defense, but also give Donovan Klingon credit. He might be giving up 100 pounds to Zach Edie. Maybe it's not that drastic. He's long, he's lanky, he's quick, he's mobile, but Zach is bulky, and he's strong, and he's tough. And Donovan just had to take the beating. he just had to play him straight up, or whoever else they put out there on Zach for a spell, they just had to play him straight up. And Zach was on the court for 39 minutes. But they tired him out, and there was no help, very little help from anybody else on the Boilermakers roster. And that became too much of a load for Zach to carry, even on those broad shoulders. So after his initial flurry, the first 8 minutes of the game, he's got 14 points with what, I mean, there were still 8 minutes to go in the first half. He's already got a handful of blocks and rebounds. But with no help from the outside, UConn is able not to double team, but to sag off of some of the shooters, dare the Boilermakers to hit from the outside. But without that outside shooting presence, not only are the Huskies able to play a tighter D, but they're also able to hit the boards and make sure that there are fewer second chance opportunities for Purdue. And you know what, you know the formula. You know what it is with UConn. They weather the initial storm. They make adjustments. They make changes, which is certainly the brilliance of a coaching staff that can do this on the fly, but certainly understands the personnel that they've got available. They tighten up the defense and then the outside shooting and the number of different options for UConn. That was really a major challenge for Purdue, is that it isn't one guy. It's not just Donovan Klingon. It's not just Tristan Newton. They can hurt you a variety of ways, and it can be a different guy who steps up. And we saw that once UConn got its footing and started to clamp down on defense and Purdue didn't have an answer, that was when the offense could flow.
Spencer curling to the foul line, jumper wide, Klingon offensive rebound, backs it out, deep three, Tristan Newton is good! He shot it from Tucson! 39-30! Largest lead of the night for the Huskies. Newton and the Huskies in the left-hand offensive zone. Spencer to Johnson on the right-hand wing. Johnson with a left-hand dribble, top of the key. Hands it to Newton. Newton lobbing it to Johnson again. He's got springs in the shoes. Leaping over the rim. Flushing it home. 47-34. UConn by 13. Rebound UConn on the run. DR to the rim. Scoops it up, lays it in, 56-40. The Huskies running to a second straight national championship. Timeout, Purdue.
Kevin Kugler on the Westwood One NCAA radio network. Even in the radio calls, you can hear the explosiveness, the athleticism. You can hear the swarm, if that makes sense. UConn is so deep and, again, has so many different options, but they're all in on defense, and they can hurt you on that end of the court as well, whether it's forcing an opponent to work hard to try to get off a quality shot, whether it's making sure they clamp down when it comes to rebounding. All of those ways, UConn can overwhelm an opponent. And it didn't take long before you saw the Huskies kind of grab that lead and run with it. I mean, this is what Huskies do, right? We know this from Matt the Musher. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Dan Hurley, he's open about his emotional roller coaster. He talks about even some of the mental health challenges that he faced in the wake of winning last year's title. He gets so fired up. He's so intense. He has a hard time just kind of breathing. But in this moment, the smiles, the joy, I hope the relief for Dan Hurley. Obviously, Purdue a worthy opponent, but ultimately UConn becomes the first repeat national champion since the Gators in 06-07.
It's a privilege to share the court with Matt Painter and Purdue, one of the top programs in the country, one of the best coaches in the country, and just total class. Personified across the board with those guys.
Yeah, you'll hear a lot of people rave about Matt Painter, and it's amazing that he and Purdue were able to come back from college basketball history, the dubious kind, after losing to a 16 and getting all the way to this point. the weight of that was one that they were proud to carry, right? We're going to change the story around Purdue basketball, and reaching the Final Four for the first time since 1980 is incredible for Matt. First time for him in the Final Four is a perfect way to cap Zach Edey's career. Short of winning the championship, they come extremely close. And it wasn't Zach. Zach finished with 37 points. But as I say, you got to have more than that against a team as deep and explosive and productive as UConn. If you look at the box score, though, Purdue ends up with just one other player in double figures. And how about this? Only five guys total put points on the board. In the case of two of the starters, it's 4 points and it's 5 points. And Lawyer, who played 30 minutes, goes over and has no points to contribute. And so that's the pressure, the defense of the UConn backcourt, with the experience and the speed, the ability to scramble, how they communicate. It's all of that. So great. Give Zach Edey his 37 points and his 10 rebounds. Allow him to do the damage. Not that you're going to make it easy on him, but you recognize Zach Edey's one of the best players in the country. Most of the other Boilermakers were unable to generate the kind of offense that they needed to go along with Zach. And again, the defense, terrific. Purdue was this season, Purdue was the nation's second best team from 3-point, right? So they were a team that would do the inside out with Zach Edey. But because teams would try to clamp down on him inside, it would leave their guards open. But they were only able to get off 2 3-point attempts in the first half and were only 1 of 7 from deep. So to not have that compliment to Zach Edey, it was a glaring miss. So the game plan for Dan Hurley and the UConn Huskies.
We didn't want to give up threes. We didn't care if Zach took 25, 28 shots to get 30, 35 points. This whole game plan was like no Smith, no Lawyer, no Gillis, no Jones. You know, keep that collective group under 18, 20 points as a group. They had no chance to win, no matter how well Zach played.
And he played pretty well early. Definitely got tired out, but 37 points, 10 rebounds for the UConn Huskies. Tristan Newton, 39 minutes for him. He played the most of any of the Huskies. 20 points, 7 assists, 5 rebounds. He was terrific from deep. And it's neat that you can look at this UConn team, and at various stages, various games along the way, it's a different guy who can hurt you. Whether it's Donovan Clingan, whether it's Alex Caraban, you can count on different guys to step up, and that's a huge deal. Where UConn made Purdue far more one-dimensional, there was production from across the board with the Huskies. And this time it's the backcourt that ends up winning the most outstanding player of the Final Four. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. We'll get to more reaction, not just from UConn, but also from Purdue in the run to Zach Edey's career. Top of the hour, we'll head to Glendale, Arizona, and we'll get the perspective of a reporter who was in the building, which is always fun. We've got our Eclipse stories that we still want to share, and some of you are sending photos of what it looked like in your area. So on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on my Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then our Facebook page, too. Happy Monday. Hope you survived. I barely survived. I'm not even sure if I survived. Maybe I haven't yet.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Spencer curling to the foul line. Jumper wide. Clinging offensive rebound. Backs it out. Deep three. Tristan Newton is good. He shot it from Tucson. 39-30. The largest lead of the night. Huskies.
Newton and the Huskies in the left-hand offensive zone. Spencer to Johnson on the right-hand wing. Johnson with a left-hand dribble, top of the key. Hands it to Newton. Newton lobbing it to Johnson again. He's got springs in the shoes. Leaping over the rim. Flushing it home. 47-34. UConn by 13. Rebound UConn on the run. DR to the rim. Scoops it up. Lays it in. 56-40. The Huskies running to a second straight national championship. Timeout. Purdue. 6.9 to go. In it comes to Ethan Morton. He's going to dribble this one out. And the second verse is the same as the first. UConn repeats as national champions. The third team to repeat in the last 50 years. 75-60 the final. The Huskies back-to-back national champions.
For the last 25-30 years, UConn's been running college basketball. And I see all the former champs over there. And we've been running college basketball the last 30 years. Let's go.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
He is so fired up. Oh, hey, I'm back again on the cell phone. That's Dan Hurley. And it was on the podium or on the stage as the confetti is falling and the trophies are being handed out. Tristan Newton being named the most outstanding player of the men's Final Four. It's an incredible feat for Dan Hurley and his Huskies, considering everything that they've had come at them this season. To go back to back is never easy, but they've had a target and they had the highest and loftiest expectations. So anything else would have been failure, but that's not how it happened. I told you this earlier, but back in 2020, when UConn missed three straight NCAA tournament appearances, Dan Hurley sat in front of a microphone in his collared shirt and his sport jacket and said, people better get us now because UConn's coming. And so it's all over the internet. You can hear it, but man, it's gone viral again, right? Because he was correct. And as much as people might accuse Dan of being arrogant, I mean, there is certainly some of that. He comes from basketball royalty, but the way that they were able to manhandle opponents and even build on what they did last year, you're talking about a team that lost three incredible players from last year's squad and still was able to see the development of Donovan Clingan. So he put his stamp on this particular season. And I mean, Dan has talked about how when Alex Caravan showed up on campus, we became an offensive team. You've got veteran guards that are still left over from kind of this COVID phenomenon where there are players who are staying in school for 5 years and even 6 years, which means, you know, they're 23, 24, 25, so far more veteran presence there too. So perfect storm for Connecticut and an awesome opportunity for little kiddos to grow up UConn Huskies fans yet again. It was the women who started this going back to the mid-90s, and that's why he's talking about the last 30 years, the last 25 years. It is all about UConn basketball on both the men's and women's side. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. This continues to be a humbling experience doing part of this hour from my cell phone, and I'm on the campus of Syracuse University, where this will be a life lesson for budding radio hosts. This will be an object lesson. Oh my gosh, I can't wait to tell my students next Monday how I was in a world-class control room on campus in their own school and ended up having to do part of my show on a cell phone. So we'll cross that bridge and next week when we come to it. But I appreciate some of you who are finding me and saying, hey, it's not that bad. No. You've been far more generous. It's After Hours on our Facebook page, as well as on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, and then my Twitter too. So I'm sitting here with my North American eclipse glasses in hand. I don't know why. I brought them over just because I thought they might provide me with some inspiration. And I don't know how many of you plan to keep them. Jay, what are you going to do with yours?
I'm going to save them for next time.
In 2079?
The 44 one, or whatever that one is.
Nice. There is no way. You have a closet that is a shrine to things that you collect. There's no way you still know where these are in 20 years.
I'll be honest, I don't know where they are right now. I think they're already lost. So,
well, considering that you had another flat tire, I can imagine you were distracted as well. Ugh. Man, Jay and I had a pair of manic Mondays. It was pretty intense.
What a start to the week.
Yeah, man, it's got to get better from here because we've set the bar really, really low. So, right, we're so pleased to hear from many of you about the eclipse. We got some really neat stories from dad sharing it with their daughters, from another father who had his first granddaughter that was born, even though his four-year-old daughter couldn't have cared less about the eclipse. Some of you sharing your perspective, and I mean, even from Buffalo and the Niagara Falls area. Unfortunately, really heavy cloud cover, and I was so disappointed for those of you who made the trek to special places to watch it, like Western New York, and didn't get to experience the full Monty, if you will, because I can imagine I would be devastated. I wonder, actually, this kind of dawned on me, Jay. Do you think, and I know in Arizona it wasn't as big a deal, like in terms of being totality, but do you think any of the players went out and tried to catch it?
Oh, I would think so, right? They must have been intrigued.
I hope so. It's an educational experience. I mean, they canceled classes on this campus that were in the were in the same window as the eclipse. And when I asked people, my students, I have 11 of them this year, when I asked my students if they saw it, oh yeah, hands raised, yeah, like really cool. So even college students, as jaded as they can be, still really appreciated being able to see a total solar eclipse. So it's After Hours from Syracuse this Monday and the next three Mondays. Let's hope not on the cell phone, because that would be a lot. Already, I feel like I'm getting my arm is falling asleep, you know, when you keep your arm or leg in the same position for too long. I don't know the last time I actually held my cell phone and talked on it, but that's what I'm doing right now. Zach Edey saw his legendary basketball career come to an end at Purdue. So he leaves the floor for the last time in Glendale. You can imagine the emotions, not that dissimilar from Caitlin Clark the day before in Cleveland. And as much as UConn is the story, Zach Edey and his imprint on college hoops and on Purdue, they won't be forgotten. 7'4", nearly 300 pounds. He is a Wooden Award winner twice over. You know, he's a guy that we saw develop over the last few years at Purdue, and in the midst of the disappointment, the adversity, I mean, he's turned into a force. And so I look forward to seeing that at the next level as well. Not to mention the stories about his mom, who, you know, quit her job when he decided to come to school in the United States. He spends the basketball season staying in an Airbnb. He does get a bunch of NIL money, even though he is a Canadian citizen. There are some unique rules, but he's able to, you know, to get her an Airbnb where she can stay and have, you know, he can be part of at least a, you know, family experience as he plays basketball too. So the story is unique. The relationship with his mom is pretty incredible. But it comes to an end, and it's difficult, right? Because UConn had a plan that worked to perfection against the rest of his team, if not Edey himself.
They did a good job showing, kind of mixing up some defenses, playing some one-on-one. Klingon's a great player, but I just got to play better. This is one of those games where I can't go through stretches where I'm not effective, and I had a few of those stretches today, and that was the game.
So Zach Edey started out like a house on fire. I mean, he was incredible. He could do anything he wanted on both ends, and he was wearing out UConn. Dan Hurley does an interview on CBS with Tracy Wolfson in which he talks about, we're going to have to run some extra bodies out there because we need to tire him out. We need to wear him down. It didn't happen right away. But the final 8 minutes of the first half is when it became a little bit too heavy of a load to carry. But you can't ask for much more of Zach than what he gave Purdue and what he gave college basketball over the last several years.
You can say whatever you want about me. You can say however I play. You can say whatever. But you can never say that I didn't give it my 100% every single time I stepped on the floor, every single time I went in practice. And that's what I always hang my hat on. I came in and I never didn't give it 100%.
When you look at a lot of things, I think the separator normally comes to how successful somebody was, right? And so it's hard for me to look at things. But when you look at his numbers against the greats, there's no question he's in the conversation. But he's also the winningest player at Purdue.
So they will miss Zach Edey the same way that Iowa will miss Caitlin Clark, the same way that, you know, it's the rite of passage in college sports where we see these guys, some of them go on to the pros, but the majority of college athletes do not go on to the next level, go on to the pros. And it's, there's a bit of, I would say, sadness, a twinge, a kind of mixed emotions, even when they do win the championship. But I've really appreciated this last stretch, these last few years, where because of the extra COVID year of eligibility, athletes are staying in school longer. There have been many teams and many athletes who, you know, as seniors or grad students, have decided to stick where they are and be part of that experience for just a little bit longer. Jay, what'd you say? 30. All right. So Jay and I are trying to communicate, but there's no real talk back, and I can't hear the music at all because I'm on a cell phone. But I appreciate Syracuse University. Until our equipment fried, it's not your fault. Thank you for hosting. It's great to have you with us. Crush your Tuesday. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Boom!
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.